It's day 122 of hashtag 365 and a very special episode, a landmark episode, I suppose you could say, because it's the, we're a third of the way through. How exciting is that? Seems like only yesterday we were embarking on this journey and now we're on episode 122 and we're a third of the way there. Absolutely mad. So just thought it'd be worthwhile taking a moment to think about what I've actually learned during that time. And look back at some of the realisations I've had. Well, for a start, I've learned that my chimp is more sneaky than I ever realised. I think it was really early on in the podcast journey that we first started talking about the chimp. And wasn't sure back then what an important part he was going to play in the whole thing. He's a right old sneaky bastard. So I've got my eye on you, chimp. I'm learning your ways. I've learned that I was extraordinarily lazy before, and that I can't believe how little I walked about. It's actually mad. Like, I'd consider the smallest walks to be such a massive inconvenience, and it's quite surprising how much that's changed to the point now where I'll sometimes walk 10 miles a day and it doesn't even feel like a big deal. That's like a total game changer for me. I'm even running. How mad is that? I can't believe it. I've learned just how utterly screwed up the food and diet industries are. I mean, the diet industry is actually worse, because at least the food industry isn't trying to make you believe they're on your side. But I talked about that yesterday, just the twin towers of the food industry packing our food full of crap, lower quality, more sugar, more salt, stuff it down your face. And on the other side, the diet industry going, oh, don't worry, we'll look after you, whilst basically systematically lying to you about everything and not helping you to form healthier, better habits in a productive, safe way. Just mad. Absolutely mad. So both those towers against us. And actually, you know, that sounds more negative than I mean it to. I think it's useful to know. It's useful to see things for what they are, because it can help you, you know, navigate the quagmire a little bit better. So some realizations. I started off by saying calorie creep ruins your day and wants to ruin your day. It does. It still does. Got to watch out for calorie creep. You know, when you're sticking to a, you know, like a program that means you've got to monitor your calories, there's no point lying to yourself about it. There's no point not logging that biscuit or that sweet or that glass of wine. Because if you don't log it, you'll go over your calories and then you won't lose weight. And you'll be scratching your head going, oh, why didn't I lose weight? That doesn't make sense. This doesn't work. But that's only because you've not been truthful with yourself. Because the reality, as we know, as we've seen, maybe you've experienced exactly the same thing, is if you eat fewer calories over a sustained period of time, the weight comes off. Simple as that. So that was one of my first realizations. The second realization was that food is not my friend. Quite massive realization for me, really, to get my head round. Because food has been my comfort, my confidant, my, you know, best bud for years and years and years. And to suddenly realize that it's actually not my friend is quite a wake-up call. I suppose I should caveat that by saying unhealthy food is not my friend. Because obviously food is your friend. Like, you know, nourishing, healthy food that makes you feel better and energizes you and gives you the strength you need to get through your day. Obviously that's your friend. I'm talking more about sweaty burgers and mounds and mounds and mounds of processed deep fried cheese. Oh, not your friend. Third thing I realized, that being hungry is actually okay. And I obviously don't mean starving. And we talked about the Paul McKenna hunger scale earlier in the journey. Obviously, if you're starving, that's bad. No one's telling you here to not eat. You have to eat. But having that, like, sense that you're a little bit hungry and probably could, you know, do with a little bit more food is okay. You know, you don't have to freak out the second you feel hungry. I mean, if you're like anything like me and you've got a bit of extra storage, you know, in terms of having rolls of fat, which is what I've got, then you're not going to suddenly keel over because you feel a little bit hungry. You know, it's just not how it works. Being hungry is actually all right. And I've learnt to sort of, you know, kind of live with that little bit of hunger. It just reminds me, it keeps it front of mind, reminds me of the whole journey, which is good. Like I say, difference between being starving and being hungry. No one's starving themselves here. Like, that's not what this is about. Eat when you're hungry. Another realization was that I eat so fast, like painfully fast. I'll get all excited about a meal, and that excitement will translate into me eating so quickly that before I know it, all my food's gone and I'm sharking for extra calories, extra bits of my wife's plate. Slowing down is actually a really good thing to be doing. And, you know, putting your knife and fork down, taking a moment, just being there with your food rather than having to have all of it in your mouth all at once. Quite remarkable. It makes you feel like you've got more, actually. It's amazing. So that was something else I realised. Eat when you're actually hungry. That was a Paul McKenna classic. He talks about the hunger scale, like I mentioned a second ago. Actually tuning into your body and figuring out when you're actually hungry as opposed to just thirsty or eating for emotional reasons or anything else. Like, that was a real turning point for me as well. Actually stopping to think about whether I'm actually hungry, whether my body needs actual food, or if there's different things at play. So that's been a massively important realization. And a more recent one is the importance of routine and how much routine actually matters to me. You know, I've always thought of myself as being quite a spontaneous, carefree guy. And actually, the reality is really, really far away from that. If my routine's broken, it really bothers me. It makes me anxious and nervous, and it throws off all my good thinking and puts me in quite a negative space. So routine to me is something that's really important. And I think that's one of the things that's so great about this journey, is that it's not just about food. It's about understanding yourself better, understanding what makes you tick, stopping to analyze how you feel about things, how you feel about your place in the world and the way people treat you, and thinking about what your values are and all that sort of stuff. And I just never realized what a creature of habit I was until this journey. Now I understand that you better not mess with my routine, otherwise I'm going to be angry. And it's also been a complete killer for me to being able to stay on track with my calories as well. So those are some of the realizations I've had so far. We're a third of the way into this journey. There's another whole two-thirds to go and still a whole bunch of weight to lose. But I honestly mean it from the bottom of my heart. I put something on my Twitter about it earlier today, at Alex Baker Man. Thank you so much for being on this journey with me. Whether you're doing it now, live, you know, today it's the 15th of May 2019, or whether you're way in the future, maybe you're listening to this in 30 years' time, 50 years' time, 200 years' time, who knows? But I just super appreciate the fact that you're there, and I really hope that it has the same positive impact on you that it's having on me. This is hashtag 365. Tomorrow we enter the second third of this journey. Big love.